Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 28, Polokwane 30, Rustenburg 32 degrees. A Mamelodi Sundowns soccer player has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend. The 26-year-old is set to appear in the Kempton Park Magistrates Court today on charges of domestic violence. The footballer, who cannot be named, spent the night in holding cells at the Sebenza police station. Here's Gauteng police spokesperson Nokolo Kweza.
Gauteng police are investigating a case of assault following an arrest of a 26-year-old man yesterday afternoon. The suspect will appear in Kempton Park Court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at their home. The victim opened a case at Sebenza Police Station. This is Colonel Nokolo Kweza, Gauteng Police Spokesperson.
Police have disclosed there are currently more than 100,000 sexual assault kits available to victims, but not all police stations have access to them. Responding to a parliamentary question, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola said that while the number of kits often exceed the required amount in most provinces, there are shortages in some areas, notably the Northern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal. Masemola explained that not all police stations have these kits due to concerns over cost effectiveness. The city of Ekurhuleni is cautioning parents and guardians to be careful when handling hazardous household chemicals such as pesticides. This after the Gauteng Health Department recorded a concerning number of incidents of food poisoning. Here's the city's Zweli Tlamini.
Let us look after our children. Let us look after their interests. They are young. They do not know what is around them. We know better. When we buy these things, let's make sure we store them as far away, as safely as possible, so that our children don't get exposed to it.
To Limpopo now, where the remains of 45 people were killed in a bus crash have been positively identified. The accident occurred on the eve of the Easter long weekend. The ZCC congregates were on their way to Moria when their bus plunged off a bridge before catching fire. Many of the victims were burnt beyond recognition. One person, an 8-year-old girl, survived the crash. Here's Limpopo Health Department spokesperson Tilivali Mavuya.
The team comprised of members from the SAPS Victim Identification Unit has already finalized packaging the deceased remains as part of preparations towards repatriation, and the bodies are now ready. There will be a meeting with delegation from Botswana on Thursday to finalize death registration with Home Affairs, and the plans of repatriation will be outlined on Friday.
And we end off with news abroad. The U.S. Senate has voted to pass a bill that could see TikTok banned in America. The video sharing app faces growing questions over the security of users' data and its links to the government in Beijing. TikTok's head of public policy for the Americas, Michael Beckerman, says they'll be approaching the courts. I'm Chanel September net weer die hoofnuus te hier en Mamelodi Sundowns sokkerspelers in hegtenis geneem nadat hy na bewering sy meisie aangerand het.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
When the morning comes, I watch you rise. There's a paradise that couldn't capture that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 이젠 지나 웃으며 너를 만나
Never ending forever.